Yes, sir. I was kind of waiting for the other gentleman that normally does the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, but I haven't heard him yet. So I wrote down your call. Give me a moment, and if I don't hear him, I'm going to kick this thing off.
All right. What's your name?
Name here is Robert.
All right, Robert. I'm trying to monitor myself on the SDR, but I can't hear myself, so I'm not sure why, what's going on with that. But it's so that's a good thing. Thanks, Robert. ACHR, stand by.
Roger, roger. I wrote it down. I don't hear Mr. Jesse, so I'm going to put together the net logger, and I'm going to look for CQ. So I'm going to put you down as number one.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm just curious, what's your location?
I am in Ohio, just north of Akron. I see you at about a 20 over 9. Your audio is a little soft, but your signal is about 20 over 9, and my noise floor right now in this area is about a 9. Roger, roger. Let me just check. It's Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, correct? I do copy. All righty. Well, I don't hear Mr. Jesse, so I am going to kick this thing off. CQ, 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 looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. CQ, CQ, looking for check-in for the great and the real, the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
November 3, Whiskey Zulu Sierra.
I got the November 3 and the Whiskey. Let me have the rest, please.
That was Sierra, November 3, Whiskey Zulu Sierra from beautiful Piney Point, Maryland. This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Let me type you into NetLogger. Be right back. CQ, CQ, looking for additional check-ins for this Wednesday night Liberty Net.
K-A-A-Y-O-R-S-A, over.
Good evening, Mr. Moe. I'm talking to you on my remote station tonight, so I'm only pushing 200 watts, but I hear you great from out there in Nebraska.
Well, I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't have no news, but at least I'm
going to
check in. KD0RSA, over.
Roger, roger. I put you on the list, and I will check back with you. Thank you for being there, Mr. Mo.
73, I'll wait for the net.
CQ, CQ, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday at Liberty Net. I am going to reach out and say hi to Christopher, Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. He's monitoring. And I'm going to also reach out to Miss Laura, Spanky Spank, November 2, Juliet Tango Tango. So let me see if I have anybody else, and I'll open the door. This is KHLY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thank you. open the door. This is KHLY. I am talking on the remote station tonight, so it's through the internet. It's a 200-watt station. It's about 1,300 feet above sea level. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events net, discussion net, on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events, amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net on Wednesday night. To open the door, I'm going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I'm going to open the door with one quick article from that crazy Jen Piska. The White House responds to a report this week claiming that the Department of Homeland Security would restart construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall to shore up the gap in the current barrier after President Joe Biden issued an executive order months ago to pause construction because he was going to do anything to undo what President Trump was doing. DHS Secretary Alejandro, I don't know what his name is, reportedly said that there's room to make discussions and decisions on finishing gaps in the wall, according to the Washington Times, which cited notes of conversation between immigration and customs enforcement officials. The Epoch Times hasn't been able to independently confirm the authenticity of the remarks and has contacted DHS for comments on the story. White House press secretary on April 6th told reporters that there is some limited construction that has been funded and allocated, but it is otherwise paused, adding that some of the wall has already been funded through a congressional authorization and funding allocation. It's paused while agencies are developing a plan for the president on the management of the federal funds. Christ, he spends it like it's water for everything else. When the administration took office, as the reference funds had been diverted from congressional appropriated military construction projects and other appropriated purposes towards building the wall. Quote, all wall construction was being challenged in multiple lawsuits, and for which of the wall, I should say, not all of it, by plaintiffs to allege serious environmental and safety issues. So she wanted to get one more slap in there for the great President Trump. What a witch. All righty, with that being said, I'm going to jump to Michigan, to Clint, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. Sir, you get to open the door and tell us what's on your mind and what kind of articles you have for tonight. Over.
Just capability. Yeah, but I just go.
Excellent, thank you. Well, that's rather interesting. I hadn't seen an article about the rape tree. I do have an article about the Texas complaining about the sexual assault on the children that are coming across. So you definitely have a better handle on that one. So thank you for that insight. Appreciate it. Let me go to Piney Point. Mr. Mark, November 3, Whiskey Zulu Sierra. Mr. Mark, good evening. How you doing? And what do you have for us tonight?
Evening, Bob. How's everybody? Sounds like we have a pretty light showing this evening, but there's still time for people to come in. But, so just following up a little bit on this southern border wall. You know, and so I just briefly read an article that was talking that, you know, there's a growing, an even larger crisis growing as immigrants from Guatemala make their way. Now, you know, Guatemala is pretty far off, and so it begs the question, who is sponsoring this, and why are they sponsoring it? You know, the focus is on the wall, but we need to know, you know, there's some sociopaths in these countries that, you know, what are they doing to cause these people to leave? What kind of thing are they doing? Something is run awry here. It doesn't make sense what's going on. But anyways, just want to throw that out there. We're focusing on the wall, but why are these people coming to it? It doesn't make sense to me. Anyways, back to you, Entry WTS.
Well, that is an interesting comment. Yeah, what is what's propelling them to come to America? I can't believe that all of them are going, oh, let's go to America for a better life, because the transition or the travel to get to America has got to be horrible. Over.
Oh, Roger that. It has to be. I mean, it's got to be death-defying. I mean, but then you see these people. You know, you see these, how shall I say it, fairly heavy-looking individuals of a young age holding their cell phones, doing selfies, you know, at the border, and they're well-dressed, and it's like, and where are they coming from, and why in the world are they trying to get in, you know? I don't get it. Yeah, they're supposed to be starting. I mean, I'm not seeing a humanitarian crisis at the border other than what's being made because of the sex trafficking. And I swear that's the only reason that they're doing this, is my opinion, is that they're doing this for the adrenochrome harvest, you know? They're doing something there. I mean, this isn't happening by itself. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. And isn't it funny they've got their phone there to do selfies? And I doubt they're Obama phones like here in America. So who's paying that bill when they're off gallivanting to the border? It leaves you with a lot of questions, Mark. It really does. So thank you, sir. N3WZSKJY. Mr. Christopher is monitoring, but Mr. Christopher, November, I'm sorry, Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. If there's something you would like me to bring to the group, type it into NetLogger, and I will. Miss Laura and Mr. Marty into JTT and into IRJ are listening. They said propagation is decent tonight and that I am the strongest station. I guess that's a good thing. I'm only pushing 200 watts tonight because I'm on the remote. So with that being said, let me see if I can get Mr. Moe. Mr. Moe, KD0, RSA. Do you have anything to add tonight, sir? Over.
K-A-J-O-Y, KD0, RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for letting me on. The two fellows that talked, I couldn't hear them at all, but I'm able to hear you. So that's the way that goes. I doubt if they can hear me. Maybe you can't even hear me now. I don't know. We got a lot of lightning of tackles out here. Anyway, it's great to get on here. But the only thing I can say is I did hear, like you said, that Biden is thinking about redoing the border, starting it back up, and that would certainly be a blessing, I believe. that would, I think he's getting more people than he thought he would, and he can't take care of them. And they're hauling them kids around without seat supports or seat belts or nothing else. They're just putting a whole bunch of them in the back of a car and taking off. According to what I hear from 12-1-60. So that's the way that's going. So I'll just be a set for listening and see what else is going to happen. KD0RSA, back to Bob, over.
All righty, Mr. Moe, thank you. And it's interesting, I brought it to the attention of the group a couple weeks ago. There was a traffic crash where a gravel truck hit a Ford Expedition, and it had 25 immigrants in this motor vehicle, and I think almost all of them were killed in the crash because the vehicle was hit T-boned. I don't know how you put 25 people plus a driver in a Ford Expedition unless you've got them laying on top of each other or butt cheek to butt cheek, but that's the type of way they're being abused, being brought into America. And then there's the problems with feeding them, housing them, COVID-19, other illnesses. It is really a mess. Mr. Biden has his hands full. If he would have just let Donald Trump's way stay in existence, we wouldn't have this problem. So thank you, Mo, KD0RSA, KHOY. Let me see if I have anybody. Now I'm at the bottom of the list. Any late checking? This is KHOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Well, it is kind of a light showing, but hey, the ones that are here, I'm glad you're with us. So the article that I have kind of is the same thing. The Texas Governor Abbott blames Biden as allegations emerge of sexual assault of the child migrant facility. The Texas Governor demanded that the White House close a San Antonio facility housing Wednesday following allegations that the children were being sexually assaulted. So this possibly is what the other gentleman spoke about. Hundreds of migrants caught at the U.S. border as video of a young boy raises pressure on Biden administration. I don't understand that. These problems are a byproduct of President Biden's open border policies and the lack of planning for the fallout of this disastrous policies that he has put into place. So they are disastrous. With that being said, I'm going to go back up to Mr. Clint, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo. This is KHOY.
All these murders. So, echo,
daughter.
It is sad. I can't imagine just dropping off these children, your young children, and saying, head north, go north. You know, you might never hear from them again. You have no idea how they're being cared for. This is really ridiculous. It is such a crisis. And the former President Trump had it somewhat under control. He had them staged, don't come here. You know, this is not all the fanfare that you're expecting, but it really is putting these young people at such peril. It is so sad. Thank you, Clint. KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo, KHLY. Mr. Mark, I'm back to you in Piney Point. November, Whiskey Zulu Sierra, KHLY.
Hey, all right, well, can't hear much of the conversation. It's, we got a lot of noise kind of stifling the ears there quite a bit. But, yeah, it's, this is a very unusual time that we live in, and, you know, it's really incumbent upon us to find the good in things and to look for the best. And we're faced with a lot of uncertainty, but we can be certain in that we know that there's a much higher power that loves us and that we are here to facilitate a greater thing than just mulling ourselves in the three concepts. You know, we can do a lot better. We can raise our vibratory rates, and when we raise our vibratory rates, we attract greater things to us. So I'm all about purity and purity of thought and purity of action, and of course, you know, we're all here for the truth, and sometimes that truth is a little difficult, and sometimes the truth hurts, and whether we like it or not, and you know, that's what this mat is good for, is that we are able to express our truth, and with that, then, you know, we can become solid in our faith and our understanding of things. But it's a good thing that we have nets like this, and it would be a better thing if we didn't have all of this extracurricular noise. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Thanks for including me in the net, and I think we're going to have to sign off from here, Roger.
All righty, Mark. Well, thank you for joining us, November 3 Whiskey Zulu Sierra. I'm sorry the participation is kind of low, but people must have had plans that we didn't know about. But yes, and I tell you, at night I pray for the situation at the border, I just you feel so bad about what's going on there and why these things are being put in this terrible situation. All they see is destruction. It's sad. So I guess we're going to sign it. So you can do a second three Whiskey Zulu here. Second time, so Saturday night will be much better. Let me just get out to Mr. Mulligan, KC0RSA, KC0RSA. Nothing heard. Let me see if there's any late check-in. On the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, this is KAHJOY, looking for any late check-ins before I start the third and last round. Stay at 4-0 here. Mr. Larry, good to hear you. A kind of a light turnout tonight, but you always bring something good to the table, sir, so I'm going to pass it to you. N4ROQ, KAHJOY.
Okay, I got an article here. They're wanting to make vaccine passports. You know, before you get out to the country here, there's an article in here about our governor from Tennessee. Making notice that some people were requiring the vaccine passports. Evidently, you don't have
businesses to require patrons to show a vaccine passport. The legislation Lee is supporting, brought this week in the General Assembly, does he questions about existing vaccination requirements in public schools. The bill moving through the state legislature would not prevent a private business from instituting its own vaccine requirements, according to a copy of the proposed amendment. I don't think it's in the best interest of our state for businesses to impose restrictions and mandates for vaccines. And I also don't think government should impose itself in the private affairs of business practices, Lee said. We're encouraging businesses in that way. We're not going to restrict them. The Nashville officials, whom Lee and other Republicans have criticized for their approach to coronavirus restrictions, aren't seeking to require any such vaccine passport for commerce. The Metro Public Health Department does not have any plans to require proof of vaccination. A private business or company does have the right to require proof if they feel that it is in their best interest. The spokesperson for Mayor John Cooper said his office shares the position of the health department. Both say the city is focused on ways to increase vaccine access and reach its 50 by 5 goal by seeing more than half of Nashville vaccinated by May. Tennessee, where residents in many rural areas remain hesitant to receive the widely available COVID-19 vaccine, does not have a vaccination goal in place. Lee also confirmed Tuesday he is opposed to public universities in the state requiring students to receive the COVID-19 vaccination to attend classes. Now, I think this is awful. This is way too far. I think that the private institutions have decisions to make on their own, Lisa. I think government agencies should not have vaccine requirements. I don't think, so the University of Tennessee system, which I'm a graduate, already mandates full-time college students submit proof of various immunizations, including hepatitis B, measles, meningitis, and chickenpox. I don't really believe in that. I don't think you should have to do that. This is college. This is not a grade school. Well, the University of Tennessee last summer said it intended to require a COVID-19 vaccine if it comes available. A network of public universities has backed away from that plan and announced in January it will not mandate the vaccine. In the interest of public health, we strongly encourage all faculty, students, and staff to receive the vaccine as soon as they are eligible. Spokesperson Jennifer Sicking said the UT system will continue to monitor COVID numbers to determine if additional measures are needed. Under straight law, children entering public grade schools must obtain a vaccine passport of sort or the official immunization certificate, according to the Tennessee Department of Health. Now, here's children now. They must obtain a vaccine passport, so that means they have to have the vaccine. I don't believe in that. Local health departments rely on a state database, the Tennessee Immunization Information System, to generate those certificates. Republicans in Florida, Texas have made similar announcements. We in Tennessee legislature, Republicans, local opposition to vaccine passports comes as conservatives in other states have raised the issue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last week issued an executive order prohibiting both government agencies and private businesses from acquiring proof of vaccination to receive service, going to a step further than Lee. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I like Greg Abbott. He's a good Republican. As far as I can tell, he's great. Also issued an executive order barring government-mandated vaccine passports, so it does not apply to privately funded businesses. President Joe Biden's administration Monday and Tuesday reiterated the federal government will not be implementing a vaccine passport program as some other countries or counties, intend to do. The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said. There will be no federal vaccination database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential. Some other counties have already begun issuing or have announced plans to implement central vaccine passport programs. New York State recently funded and helped launch Excelsior Pass, a voluntary app to show proof of vaccination that businesses can use as a condition for entry at concerts or other events. Now here it's going further. Concerts or other events. It is not required by state in order to conduct business. So this article was written by Natalie Allison, and Monica Cast contributed, and this is from the USA Today. So they're trying to force a lot of people into having these vaccines. No, they're there's 99.9%+ chance that you're going to be okay if you get this virus, and they're requiring these vaccines. It's not right. There's something in those vaccines that they want you to have, and it's not to prevent COVID-19. It's something more sinister than that. So back to you there, Bob from KAHJY from N4O.
I agree with you, Larry. This is like the 666 of the Bible. There's something scary about this. Let me throw out what Christopher wrote. Christopher, I got to move my microphone so I can read it. It says, at KN4ZES, Marjorie Greene has a petition online to stop Biden's, I'm not sure what the word, there's kind of a miss on, the issuance of gun ban executive orders due to be issues tomorrow. So it looks like Biden's trying to put out some gun ban executive order tomorrow. Christopher says, I need to look further into it, but just an FYI to all to look for this as interested. I will be signing the petition if it's legislated. So, bold Sleepy Sloppy Joe's still trying to go after your weapons, but like I brought to the group a couple weeks ago, in 2019, only a little over 300 murders with long rifles, over 600 murders with baseball bats, and 1,467 murders in 2019 with knives. So long rifles are not the problem. And to kind of expound on yours, Larry, I've got an article from the Epic Times. I think you read their stuff too. Michigan data shows that 246 residents have tested positive for COVID-19 more than 2 weeks after being fully vaccinated against the virus that causes it. And three are dead. The potentially so-called vaccine breakthrough cases were recorded between January 1 and March 31. 11 of the residents were hospitalized and three are dead. A spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services told the Epic Times the email. The people who died were all 65 years of age or older. Data about hospitalization status for 120 cases was incomplete, and for the other 10, hospitalization status was reported as unknown. The fully vaccinated cases were identified through weekly reviews of data on all confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the CCP virus. Good old Chinese. Fully vaccinated means 2 weeks have elapsed since the person received the second dose of the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine and or a single Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, and you made the comment, Larry, and I've seen it also. You have 99.7% chances of surviving COVID-19. It's unfortunately a lot of the elderly that have other issues, but a bad cold, bronchitis, pneumonia, any of those would most likely also take their life, but we don't report on any of that anymore. Hell, we don't report on heart attacks or opiate overdoses. Apparently, they're all gone, too. So let me see if I have anybody else late checking before I jump up to the top again for the 73 round. This is KAJOY for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so we're going to be kind of a quick one tonight. I don't know where Jesse is and some of the other fellow people, but I really appreciate those who've came and checked in. That's what it's about. I know the Wednesday night one is usually smaller, so that's all I can say. Mr. Clint up in Michigan, let me give it back to you for one more time for your last thoughts. KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo. This is KHLY.
Disappointed.
shock and surprise.
Thank you, Clint. Thank you for joining us. Again, I apologize for such a quick one, but hey, we got some good information out there, and that's what it's all about. And yeah, it is treasonous. We have a constitution. You know, you can't say and write an executive order you no longer have free speech. You can't write an executive order that says you no longer have the protection of search and seizure, our Fourth Amendment. But if you give rid of our Second Amendment, you will lose the First, the Fourth, the Fifth. They will just start coming. You can't give up the Second and our Constitution. It's a right. You can't take it. I don't know what that guy thinks he can do, but these people, they sure are afraid of those weapons. But they don't want fences, and they don't want guns. But look at Washington, D.C. It is covered with fences and covered with National Guardsmen. Huh. Fences and guns, the same things they don't want you and I to have. Dirty bastards. All righty, sir. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Thank you. Let me see if Mr. Moe is still with us. KD0RSA, K8JOY.
K8JOY. KD0RSA. Well, I'll bet you one thing, the National Guard, I'll bet they're not carrying ammunition in the guns. If you look at them, I can't even see a clip in them. And so that is my comments for right now. KD0RSA, over.
Yes, it appears that they are not lock and loaded. I don't know why you would put our service personnel at that risk, but this is so bizarre. I know Ohio pulled out their guardsmen. I think Tennessee pulled their guardsmen out. Some of the states are calling back home because they're not being treated well. So I'm sure it's only the blue states that have guardsmen there. So, Mr. Larry, I'm up to you. November 4, Romeo, Oscar, Quebec. What do you have for your final thoughts for us tonight, sir?
Okay, Bob, let's see. There's a Putin that signed a law that allows him to serve two more terms. That's the Moscow Russian president. Vladimir Putin on Monday signed a law allowing him to potentially hold on to power until 2036. A move that formalizes constitutional changes endorsed in last year's popular vote. The July, the first constitutional vote, including a provision that reset Putin's previous terms, allowing him to run for president two more times. The 68-year-old Russian president has been in power for more than two decades, said he would decide later whether to run again in 2024 when his current six-year term ends. Looks like Yellen, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, says that advance companies should cooperate on a minimum corporate income tax. Okay, here's the liberals. They're wanting a corporate income tax now.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday urged the adoption of a minimum global corporate income tax. Global. This is, she's asking for a global. An effort to offset any disadvantages that might arise from the Biden administration's proposed increase in the U.S. corporate tax rate, citing a 30-year race to the bottom in which countries have slashed corporate tax rates in an effort to attract multinational businesses. Yellen said the Biden administration would work with other advanced economies in the group of 20 to set a minimum. Competitiveness is lower than how U.S. headquartered companies fare against other companies in global merger and acquisition bids, Yellen said in a virtual speech in the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. It is about making sure that governments have stable tax systems that raise sufficient revenue to invest in essential public goods. The speech was Yellen's highest profile so far on international affairs and came just as the spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund began in a virtual format. It is important to work with other countries to end the pressures of tax competition, corporate tax base erosion, Yellen said. President Joe Biden has proposed hiking the U.S. corporate tax rate to 28% from 21, a 7% hike, potentially exiting the Trump administration's cut from 35% in its 2017 tax legislation. So Trump cut it from 35% down to 21%. And here they're wanting to go back up to 27%, these liberals are. They're wanting less jobs. So that's what it's going to be. They pay more taxes. They're not going to be willing to start a lot of different jobs. Also on Monday, Biden said he was not at all concerned that a higher corporate tax rate would cause some U.S. companies to relocate overseas, though Yellen's proposed global minimum corporate tax is intending to prevent that from happening. There's no evidence to that. That's bizarre, Biden said in response to his question from reporters. So, I mean, he's not concerned about companies not wanting to stay here. He ought to be if he's wanting to start jobs. Okay. Let's see if we find something else here. Oh, here's a Chevrolet pickups. The Chevrolets are working on an electric version of the pickup to go 400 miles on a charge. Electric version of Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck will get an estimated 400 miles of range per charge, General Motors says. I don't care if they got 2,000 miles. I don't want one of those play toys. I want to keep what I got. The company announced the range in a webcast on Tuesday. Said the truck would be built at factory straddling the border of Detroit in the enclave of Hamtramck. That's spelled Hamtramck. It also announced its plan would build a new 2024 GMC Hummer SUV. The pickup announcement raises the level of competition for future buyers in the hot truck market. Ford already has announced plans to build an electric F-150 starting next year in Dearborn, Michigan, while Fiat Chrysler now, Stellantis, has said it plans to have an all-electric Ram pickup. General Motors would not say when the electric Silverado would arrive in dealerships, but the company plans to sell 30 electric vehicles globally by the end of 2025. It is also set a goal of making all of its passenger vehicles electric by 2035. So everything is going to be electric from General Motors to passenger vehicles by 2035. That's their goal. Ford's F-Series pickups are the top-selling vehicles in the U.S., followed by the Silverado and Ram pickups. General Motors President Mark Roos said the electric Silverado would be designed from the ground up as an electric truck for commercial and individual users. This announcement affirms Chevrolet's commitment to build 100 years of truck
expertise, leadership, while transitioning to an all-electric future in the light vehicle space. The Detroit Hamtramck plant, named Factory Zero by General Motors, is being retooled to build four electric vehicles with an investment of $2.2 billion. Eventually, it will employ 2,200 workers to make the two GMC Hummers, the electric Silverado and the Origin, an autonomous passenger vehicle for General Motors Cruise subsidiary. United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dills said that in 2018, General Motors announced it would close the factory. It became part of the 2019 negotiations with the union that resulted in a 40-day strike and was brought back as one of the four North American electric vehicle factories. Okay, let's see if I got one more here. That'll help us. Here's a Huckabee tweet that slammed his racist in Black Lives Matter backlash. Says former governor from Arkansas and Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee came under criticism Saturday for a tweet many found bigoted and insensitive. "I've decided to identify as Chinese. Coke will lobby. Delta will agree with my values. And I'm probably getting shoes from Nike and tickets to Major League Baseball games. Ain't America great?" Huckabee wrote in a tweet. Huckabee's tweet, which he published amid a year of rising hate crimes against Asian Americans, was quickly condemned as racist. "Anything's racist anymore if you're white, as many Asian Americans and anti-hate speech advocates have pointed to anti-Chinese rhetoric as a key driver in rising anti-Asian hate in the U.S. You remember the Chinese are communists. And these people, all these people are standing up for all these communists in the U.S. and abroad." Huckabee's criticism was also part of a larger backlash against Major League Baseball as the Professional Sports League decided to move its All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia, in Florida Friday. The Major League Baseball decision came after the state's Republican legislature and governor passed a voting law that reduced voting access and added more stringent voting requirements. Critics claimed the law was the imposition of new Jim Crow for its disproportionate impact on minority voters. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. MLB Commissioner Robert D. Manfred said in a statement, "Major businesses either headquartered or heavily invested in the Peach State, including Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and Microsoft, openly opposed the law. Major financial institutions like Citi and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company also expressed concern about the law. Republican lawmakers in the state and across the country have conveniently shot back at the firms and voting rights advocates. Much of the criticism drew comparisons between corporate treatment of what these situations in Georgia and human rights violations occurring in China. Georgia lawmakers have been fiercely dividing over the issue, with Democrats arguing that the decisions of Major League Baseball and major corporations are an unfortunate but justified response to the unjust law, while the Republicans agree the decisions are unfounded. Just as elections have consequences, so do the actions of those who elect it. Unfortunately, the removal of the Major League Baseball All-Star game from Georgia is likely to list the many dominoes to fall until the necessary barriers put in place to restrict access to the ballot box are removed." You know, everybody needs to have an ID if they're going to vote. And all these ballots don't need to be sent out to dead people, and a lot of people are going to the polls and they say they're already voted. There's a lot of crooked stuff going on. and it needs to be stopped and it needs to be straightened out there. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff that these liberals, they want a lot of this stuff to happen so they can win, and without having to go to the polls, and when they have a ballot sent in, there's nothing looked at. It's just voted, counted as a vote, and the envelopes thrown in the trash. There's no checking on it. It's all in there, and it's already counted. So it's a very bad system, and it needs to be looked at really, really close. Back to you there, Bob, from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Roger, Roger, Larry. Well, I'll comment on two things. One, I did own an electric vehicle, the Tesla Model X. It was told that you could get 256 miles on a charge. That means if you charged it to 100%, and Tesla recommends that you don't charge the vehicle past 90%. So, since you don't want to run it below 20%, you only got about 180 miles before you were looking for electricity. So even though it would go 256, that's from 100% to zero, and now you need a tow truck because the car stopped. So, yeah, I'm with you. Screw that electric stuff. That was a pain. And as far as the Major League Baseball, those SOBs require an ID to pick up a ticket at the call window, but yet they don't want you to have an ID to vote for the presidential election. Now, isn't that amazing? Over.
Yep, that's, it sure is, over.
All righty, well, I'm going to close the window. I'm sorry it was kind of short, but everybody brought good stuff to the table. And Larry, you might want to hold on to that electric one for Saturday and maybe reiterate it, because that was really good. So I appreciate it. With that being said, I'm going to close the window on this night's Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the U.S. Navy sailors and soldiers, as they are listening. 73s to tonight, netters such as Victor, W1WCR, Marty, N2IRJ, Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God be with those people at the border. Please protect them. This is KAHJOY.